Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author King Grossman, and King is the author of Letters to Alice. King, how are you?
I'm doing really well today, Don. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, Don, I'm a social justice activist. I'm also a longtime fugitive from the worlds of Wall Street and Capitol Hill. I worked for Lloyd Benson when he was a U.S. senator from Texas, and I also had a money management firm. About 20 years ago, I started writing in earnest. In all of my activities, it really took me beyond traditional politics into social justice movements. For example, I'm on a team that goes to Old Hebron in Palestine, and we work creating peace alliances between Palestinians and the Jewish community there, working with both Jewish folk and Palestinian folk to do that, as one example.
So tell us about your book.
Well, Letters to Alice is a direct result, of course, of everything you write, what you know. And Letters to Alice is for all of those folk that are understand that systemically something is not working, and yet we want to wake up to that, we want to understand it, and we want to become active to make this world a better place. And so my first sentence in Letters to Alice is, he was a slumbering man. And it goes from there. There's a contemporary story and a historical story written in alternating chapters that overlap as the story goes on. Of course, I'm not going to tell listeners how that occurs because that's a fun part of the book. But in the contemporary story, there's two writers. There's a husband and wife. One has written four novels and not gotten anything out of them, so he has shut down. The wife, she never wrote her first novel because in her family, the artists are seen as the manic depressive, so she never got her courage up to do it. But they're both writers. In the historical story, it tracks the literary history in Stalinist Russia, Boris Pasternak, the famous Russian author, writing the seminal work, Dr. Zhivago, that novel, and the smuggling out of that novel into the West. And those stories interconnect. And so the reason I chose those two parallels is that, again, in this time where Pasternak was a dissident in Russia, working with words to make a difference, he had to risk his life and others around him to get that work out to the public. And so I wanted to use that story with a contemporary story to draw those parallels in today's society. And yeah, so Letters to Alice.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
Well, it's for males 18 to 35, as well as females in today's world, because it's for anyone that is looking at today's society and seeing that we are moving into a zone where it is more risky just to go about our business and suspect that the status quo is going to hold together. We are trying to get involved, and we are getting involved in a society. So it's for all those folk that are going to the streets or thinking about going to the streets or calling their congressman or not calling their congressman, but thinking about it and knowing we need to do something. And so it really is something I call artivism. It's for artivists. It's for those that take this understanding and this slumbering, if you will, and want to actively embrace it. That's what this book is really is for, that audience.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Yeah, it's how far should we go in our activism? Again, I'll go back to this concept of, I went to Occupy Wall Street, and this is where this concept really came forward to me, because I would walk to and from, it was in Washington, D.C., I went to the encampment in Washington, D.C., and you would be in this public square where they were having the general assemblies and practicing participatory democracy. Then you would be walking to and from, and you would see folk doing what we all do, and that is going back and forth from their daily activities. And it dawned on me, what is riskier? What is riskier? To do that, to go back and forth the daily activities and expect us to hold together, or to get involved in the public square? And so, yeah, this is about getting involved in the public square. It really is.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
This book is a combination of two books. One, Ralph Allison's The Invisible Man, a book written as a force of will, a call to action, if you will, and a call to understanding, in that case, of what the plight of Black Americans were. This is a call to action, again, for all of us, understanding that systemically something's not holding together. So The Invisible Man. The other would be Boris Pasternak's wonderful novel, Dr. Zhivago. Reason being, it's written in poetic prose style. And I believe that the song in the story is what moves us. The role of art is to reach down underneath our factual knowledge to a deeper truth and move us into that action. So it's written in a lyrical style, but I believe it's written with the power and the social awareness of Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man.
So what motivated you to write this book?
Yes, well, we've touched on that, but I've had an interesting life, and that is that I've worked in the public sector, in politics, in Washington, D.C. I've also had a money management company, which took me to the financial world and the protection and the development of wealth and the protection of it. As I progressed through this life, I saw that, no, not all boats were being lifted anymore. This neoliberal experiment we have is not working, in my view. And so this is what got me involved in this search for this deeper truth of what is going on as a result of that, what do we need to do? And so I wrote this book out of those concerns for readers that are also concerned about these things.
How much of the book is autobiographical?
Well, none of the book is autobiographical in the sense, is there a character in the book that's based off of me? No, there is not one. But all of the characters are composite characters from your experience and your imagination. And in that sense, I think every book that is a novel written by any author is somewhat autobiographical. But no, it's not autobiographical in the sense of I did this in this situation. It is autobiographical in the sense of in these kinds of situations, I experienced these kinds of oppressions, these kinds of freedoms, these kinds of awakenings. And I, of course, infuse those into my characters.
What made you leave the corporate world to write full-time?
Well, I knew I was a writer when I was a freshman in college, when an instructor held me after class in an art history class and told me my writing was really special. And I knew at that moment that Bob Wisnant was his name, that he had spoken the author into my heart and that I needed to write. And I've never felt anything different since then. I went off and had a career, as I've said, in business and in politics, but I knew someday would be the time to write. And about 20 years ago, I started that. And this is my third novel. I'm working on my fourth. So it was just coming to grips with and embracing something I already knew from college.
Now, the hero of the book is referred to as the slumbering man. What does that actually mean?
Well, perhaps the best way I could answer that is just to read the first sentence of the book, the first two. He was a slumbering man, not a sleepwalker or awake, slumbering. Eyelids drooping to the world, all its corruption, its death march with violence and bad religion, the corporatocracy pulling all the strings, a non-conspiracy, conspiracy of bloated power, where things just happened and bombs were dropped and oceans were poisoned and people of the land were pushed off their land. And so much more dog reel went down in the name of human progress, which really meant flowing all the money up to the top until what? 10 rich guys in New York City who weekend in the Hamptons and summer in Aspen have 99% of it? To hell with the planet. To hell with 7 billion everybody else's. This great white whale, this Moby Dick, was so big, who was going to stop it? Nobody could turn things around now, and that's why he slumbered purposefully and with exuberant style. That, and he had a job to keep, a family to be a partner in feeding, a reputation that had never been built. And of course, from there, the book is about transcending that.
So in regards to social activism, what really matters to you?
That we create a sustainable community, that we create in all forms of the word sustainability, a real community. And therefore, we must be involved with one another in the sense of goodwill. And so as we've developed in the Western world, this disparity in wealth and the protection of territories without reaching out to the others and taking those risks to humanize the other. And see, this is why I think story is so important. You can tell me, or a reader can be told, good information, but they respond to it in a certain way. If you share your story with me, Don, that's genuine and authentic, and I see the universality in it, I see something that makes me a better person because of something you've experienced, I change. And this is why writing and books are so important and story is so important. And so this is why Letters to Alice is, let's call it, a pebble thrown against the wall of injustice in that way.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
Read, 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 write, write, write. Authors need to be critical thinkers. They need to use their imagination and be out of the paradigms while being in touch with those paradigms. We are the imaginators, if you will. We're going to imagine the new way forward. We're going to imagine the deeper truths and go for them. And that's so important in writing fiction. This is why I do it. And this is what I think readers come to fiction for. And that is, fiction gives you the permission to, yes, stick with facts, but to delve into the deeper truths, the motivations underneath those facts, what it means to be human and to be acting on these facts. And that's what storytelling is all about.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
I think it's anyone that is either getting involved or understanding that we have gone too long without getting involved in the concept of going to the public square and becoming a participant in it, becoming a participant in our community in a way that really changes it and doesn't just support a status quo that isn't holding together. And we know this. Readers know this in the back of their minds. Some know this in the front of their minds. Either way, those are the readers for this book.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's kinggrossman.org. My name, altogether.org.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been King Grossman, and he is the author of Letters to Alice. King, thanks very much for being with us today.
I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed the interchange. Thanks, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title in the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audio bookstore at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.